Now, this weekend, there is a real treat coming to Wakefield and Warehouse 23. If, like me, you grew up in the 90s and the music of that era is just so ingrained in your life, you'll want to know that the band Space are playing. It's part of their tour, the Give Me Your Future tour. And I'm really honoured to say that we're joined on the phone by lead singer of Space, Tommy Scott. Tommy, welcome.
Hi, Andy, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, mate. How are you?
I'm great. I'm buzzing, man. Great to be back playing stuff.
Yeah, do you know, it's really great to hear from you guys. I mean, I mentioned about just the 90s and that era of music. There you were with songs like Neighbourhood, and then you kind of moved through to Avenging Angels and things. I mean, you're part of the soundtrack of an incredible part of my life, and that for a lot of other people as well.
Yeah, it's just a great time for music. Like, you know, people like always look back on each era of music and think, oh, ours is better than stuff like that, you know, and we all have our favourite music. But for people who were involved in all that 90s scene and stuff like that, you know, it's just great. It'll just be great to, we're trying to find them all again, and you know, it's just great to play them songs to them again, and it's been great because every gig we've done, everyone's been like, you know, really like going for it and loving it and stuff. And you get loads of younger people as well, like the dad's got them into us and everything, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's fantastic to be doing it.
And the music of that era as a whole thing, it's back in vogue, as you say. I mean, there's younger audiences coming now. There are things like there's a weekender that happens down in Minehead. I think it's the Shine Weekender, which is just Britpop and 90s and things. And it's really in vogue as an era again, Tommy.
Well, that's it. Well, we did the Shine Festival last year, you know, and it was fantastic. It was like literally thousands and thousands of people there. You know, I mean, it was just strange because it was like, no, right on the seaside, stuff like that. And we were thinking about, like, you know, it seemed empty, and the next minute everyone came from everywhere, and like, it's like, it's great. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, what I will say is, like, you know, I wouldn't do it if it was just for the nostalgia. You know what I mean? I don't want it. We play all the hits, obviously, but, you know, we're out. I'm an artist, and I still want to be, like, creating. So, we've got a new album coming out and stuff like that. So we're still doing, like, we do the new... Obviously, we put about, like, four new songs, and everything else is all the hits and stuff like that, you know, because we know what it's like when you go see a band. You know, you only want to listen to a few new stuff and all that. We understand that, but we will be playing all the hits and stuff.
So talk me through, Tommy, the story of Space, as you've kind of seen it, including like that hiatus that happened and then the getting back together of the band.
Well, basically, it was just like, I don't know, at the time, like we thought we were never going to make it, you know what I mean? Because like every record company turned us down and stuff like that, you know, because we thought we didn't fit into all that scene, you know, Oasis and Cast and all bands like that. You know, we thought we were a bit more too wacky and out there and we wouldn't fit in. But then eventually when we got the label that we did, it just took off, and we sort of got adopted by that scene, do you know what I mean? So, which we were made up of. But it was strange because like we thought we weren't going to make it as well, because we had released Neighbourhood and it wasn't going to make it. It was like the record company said, like, listen, it's not going to happen, lads. No radio's playing it. And then all of a sudden, I think it was someone like Chris Evans or something decided to play it. And then we were off then, and we've just, like, next minute we were on Top of the Pops and going to America and Japan and everywhere and stuff. It was crazy, like, you know, because before I'd been to, like, Japan and America, the farthest I'd been in my life was Wales, you know what I mean? So it's just a crazy thing, you know. And it's great to meet all the people and stuff. And as you say, it's coming back now, and we're meeting all the old cats, like, you know, like Rick Witter and stuff like that. And, you know, and loads of people, we're meeting them all and stuff like that, you know, and everyone's still buzzing.
What about the music in 2017? I mean, you've mentioned about this new album that's imminent, and I've noticed that there's a Pledge Music page that you guys have got on. Now, go back to the 90s, and I mean, the internet, you know, everybody just had dial-up if you had an internet connection at all, where by now, Pledge Music is a way that fans can actually get involved, and there's ways to kind of help you guys. It involves, like, an access pass along with the download, but there's also then more things involved with this. I guess the more you pledge to help you guys with your musical project now, the more is available to people.
Well, that's it. That's true. That's the way the world is now, and we've had to quickly get used to it. You know what I mean? It's a new world out there. You know, But basically, all you're pledging for us is to actually buy the album. We've already made. We're not asking anyone to like give us money to make the album. We've already done it. You know what I mean? It's all paid for and stuff. We're just basically hoping people will pledge to actually buy it. You know what I mean? And you know, and give it a chance. Like, you know, because it's a great album. Like, you know, people have been loving it just as much as the old stuff. And when we've been playing live, which is great. You know, so just getting used to this new world is like. It's hard for me because I don't even know how to bloody turn a computer on.
Hey, I can feel like that sometimes, Tommy. You've been quite restrained, though, with these. I think it was G4 I was speaking to the other week, and G4 have got things like go on a cruise with them and they'll serenade you for a night, but it was going to cost you things like $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah.
I'll do it for a tenner. $100,000, that's crazy, man. I don't know. I stay out of all that thing. See, basically, all I see is I write the songs, I perform, and I let other people do all that stuff. I don't understand it all. You know, I'm just a performer. You know.
Well, so back to what I know you're comfortable with, which is the gigs. You've mentioned that there'll be some new material, but also all the classic songs when you guys play at Warehouse 23 in Wakefield this weekend. I know, Tommy, you're in the middle of a tour, and it's going to be a good night on Friday.
You know what? I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. I know the Yorkshire people are so up for a party, like, you know, so let's have a great time and just, like, you know, and have a laugh, and we want to see you dancing and stuff, you know. Really looking forward to it.
Should be a great gig. If you're going, have a great night. And Tommy Scott from Space, it's been a real pleasure to chat to you. Thank you for joining me on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, Andy, mate. Thanks for having us. Nice one.